Last week, Lyle Wood of Clayton got the notice from his milk co-op, Dairy Farmers of America. Dump 3 loads of milk every week.
Which meant Monday afternoon we're dumping, Wednesday afternoon we're dumping, and Friday afternoon we're dumping.
About 9,000 gallons of perfectly good milk from his 1,200 cows down the drain. He sent me a video.
To watch it go down the drain is just very... disheartening, I would say, is the word, or just this. It just doesn't make you feel real good.
Across the North Country and across the nation, dairy farmers have been dumping milk for a couple weeks now because there's an oversupply. And yet, get this, there's this apparent total contradiction.
I am seeing store shelves empty day after day after day of dairy products. And yet we've got dairy farms being told to dump their milk.
So what is going on? Jay Madison, agricultural coordinator for Jefferson County, tried to help explain. He says it all started with the initial run on food at the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic.
People went to the stores, they bought milk, they bought butter, they bought everything.
But milk, of course, is very perishable. The whole supply chain is built on delivering just enough milk to sell right away.
All of a sudden, the system that operated on basically on demand, you know, the milk was supplied just before it was needed. And it's just screwed the whole system up.
Most dairy farms are far from where the biggest demand is in big cities. And some milk plants had to close or slow down to prevent COVID-19 from getting inside. So that's all slowing the system down. But it was when the other shoe dropped that things got really bad, Madison says. Governors ordered closed dairy farmers' biggest market by far, schools and restaurants.
You know, the 5-pound tubs of sour cream and cream cheese. And every time a burger joint puts 2 slices of cheese on a burger, that's over the country, over the United States. That's a lot of demand for cheese. All of a sudden, we saw that, you know, go almost completely away.
So to sum it up, you have more demand in the dairy aisle at the grocery store, but lots less demand from the prepared foods industry and the restaurants. Andrew Novakovich is professor of agricultural economics at Cornell University. He says the bottom line is bad for farmers.
The net-net of the parts of the dairy industry that are selling more against the parts of the dairy industry that are selling less is clearly pushing down on total sales opportunities.
And that's why the Dairy Farmers of America Milk Co-op is telling Lyle Wood in Clayton to dump 3 loads of milk every week. And that especially hurts, Wood says, because farmers thought 2020 would be a comeback year for dairy.
We've had 5 years of bad milk prices, and boy, this is a year we're finally going to knock it out of the park.
But Wood says milk prices could drop as low as $10 per hundredweight this year, far below the cost of production. Politicians say they're trying to help. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is calling for federal farm loan forgiveness. Congresswoman Elise Stefanik wants to see direct payments to dairy farmers. Wood says, for now, he has no alternative but to shrug it off, keep working, and keep dumping milk.
Just keep looking forward and keep trying to put one foot in front of the other and working with your bank and working with different people and just trying to, like I said, keep moving forward.
David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.